I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The latest economic forecast shows state lawmakers will need to close a budget gap that's close to $700 million this session. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Nonpartisan legislative economists say Colorado's urban core is healthy and that the oil and gas industry has slightly rebounded. But overall, the economic growth is not enough to keep pace with some of the state's expenses in health care, education, and other programs.
The gap just became bigger, making it even more difficult for us to present a budget that's in balance that the people of Colorado need.
That's Joint Budget Committee member Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon, a Democrat. Her Republican colleague, Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale, says filling the budget gap will require tough decisions. And while lawmakers expect to dip into Colorado's reserves, that makes Republican Senator Kevin Lumberg of Berthoud, the newest member of the committee, nervous.
When we're looking at shortfalls that we've got to wrestle with still, I do find it ironic that we carry ourselves to the bleeding edge every year.
Balancing the budget is the only thing that's required of lawmakers during their annual legislative session, which ends in May. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A 48-year-old woman died yesterday while skiing on Pikes Peak, according to the Teller County Sheriff's Office. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports Rachel Dewey was skiing near Glen Cove when she lost control and fell 1,000 feet. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.